This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that my team discovered about 2 or 3 months ago, and I'm super excited to have them on the show because I really think they're going to do some great things here in 2020. We're talking no other than Next Leaf Solutions Limited. They're in 4 key markets. They have 11 patents in Canada, Australia, Colombia, USA. You can find them on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is OILFF. You can find them on the CSE. Their ticker symbol is OILS. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, is the co-founder, CEO, and president of the company, Paul Peterson. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory yourself and a little bit of backstory of your business, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so I'm the co-founder, CEO of Next Leaf Solutions, started the business 3 years ago. Myself and our CFO, Charles Ackerman, we were previously at a company called Peace Naturals. We had worked with the founders. We were the first licensed producer in Canada under what was called the MMPR, and first to get an oils license, sold the business in 2016 to Kronos Group. Kronos Group was called PharmaCan at the time, and exited to start Next Leaf. And really our vision from day one has been, let's not try to do what everyone else is doing and be vertically integrated. We think that growing cannabis is a industry that commoditizes. I come from my family's been in dairy farming for over 40 years, so we really felt like the sweet spot in the industry was developing disruptive intellectual property around the extraction and distillation of CBD and THC oils. And we acquired what we felt was the most advanced technology, most efficient extraction and distillation technology. We've scaled that up with a team of chemists and engineers. We had surrounded guys that had been doing this for 10 plus years in the legacy market, and then really brought in some rock stars from oil and gas who allowed us to scale up the process to what we believe to be the most efficient process in Canada, to go from dried biomass of marijuana or hemp, and then of course into refined oil. And recently went public in 2019. We've got a built out plant, our custom built plant out in Vancouver. Very, very excited about it now because Canada has of course just legalized edibles and infused products. So we think it's a great time to be in the processing business, but more importantly, I think with the globalized kind of legalization of medical and adult use cannabis, it's a great time to be developing disruptive intellectual property around, taking the plants and plant material and turning that into
Absolutely.
Standardized cannabinoids that, of course, are going to empower all these products moving forward.
You know, one of your flagship products is the filtration process. That being said, how does your extraction technology stack up to the industry?
You know what? We really think that when it comes to the oil business, it comes down to price per molecule. What is an extractor or refiner, as we like to call them? What's your price per molecule? Price per CBD or THC molecule? And where we feel that our end to end solution stacks up versus other methodologies and other extraction processes and extraction companies is that we are very confident that that we can win a war on price, and we are more competitive because we're more efficient than other systems and our methodologies. We've developed 11 issued patents around this end-to-end process of going from dried cannabis into a crude oil, and then going from crude oil into that refined distilled cannabinoid, tasteless, odorless, and is then the building block for the beverages and the edibles that are going to be that are legal in Canada now, and obviously in the United States federally. Those products are going to be legal for CBD, and of course as we're seeing kind of globally this movement to derivative forms of cannabis. So for us, our sweet spot is that we think at the end of the day, there's going to continue to be a lot of cannabis being grown in the United States, in Canada, and globally. And we think that that companies that can develop innovative technology around turning that biomass into oil, into molecules, we think are going to be the ones that end up being very interesting to, you know, big CPG, big alcohol, big tobacco, big pharma, and, you know, this kind of wave of investment that we're going to see kind of over the next, 5 years, I think, in the cannabis industry as we see, you know, federal legalization in the United States and other jurisdictions.
I know last quarter you guys put out zero revenues. I know you're getting ready to put out your first earnings report or the fourth quarter coming out here in February. With that being said, why are patents so important? Is that how you guys are going to generate revenues? Are you going to do some sort of royalties? What can investors look for going in the first, two quarters of 2020?
Yeah, so we just got our facility in Greater Vancouver licensed, and so now 2020 is all about starting to start generating revenues through that licensed facility, the sale of bulk oil, the sale of bulk cannabinoids. The other way we generate revenue, and when we're currently in revenue right now, is through licensing our IP portfolio. We recently announced a deal with a company, a management team that we're very excited about. The management team previously built the largest cannabis equipment processing companies, they've now they're in the extraction business. We've licensed some of our non-core IP. It's some patents around a piece of hardware. They've got a great manufacturer, and they're starting to generate revenue for Nextleaf through licensing of our IP. And we think that IP licensing, of course, is a great way to get to cash flow, monetize our IP portfolio. We know that Canada is our market that we're focused on. It's federally legal in Canada. It's our market that we focus on with our business of bulk cannabinoids and toll processing biomass, selling bulk oil similar to other Canadian processors or Canadian extractors. But again, we love the IP licensing business because we think it's a very efficient way of getting to cash flow positive. And we think in this market environment, that's very important that that companies are able to get into cash flow positive in 2020.
Where do you think the industry is going, and how does Nextleaf Solutions fit into this paradigm?
I think the industry has seen a lot of investment over the last few years. I think where we always say is where we think things are going is you look no further than Cronos and Canopy and Auxly. Those are three names that have taken in over $7 billion of investment from three large tobacco and alcohol companies. And when you see Canada, the big opportunity in Canada is it's federally legal. Cannabis is legal on all levels, including export. And I think what we're going to continue to see is the big dollars for as long as cannabis is illegal in the United States. We're going to see the big dollars from big tobacco, from big alcohol, big pharma, CPG, that want to get into the CBD industry, they're going to come in through Canada, and then obviously through Canada to Europe and global markets that you can export, and then obviously when the United States opens up, that's when there's going to be a massive push in the United States. I think the question is how long is it going to be until the U.S. is federally legal? And in my opinion, Constellation Brands would not have invested $5 billion, and Altria wouldn't have invested what they did in the Cronos, I think, had those two large companies believe that U.S. legalization was around the corner. But I think that's the opportunity for companies like Nextleaf is while the U.S. remains federally illegal, I think continuing to develop IP. When we look at ahead, we think how we build $1 billion business, $1 billion market cap company is by continuing to be leaders in turning intellectual property into issued patents. And we think that intellectual property around the transformation of biomass into molecules is going to be very valuable to these large players that are going to ultimately come into this space. I mean, I think that's where cannabis is going. It's going to be similar to pharma, similar to alcohol. You're going to see, you know, companies in other industries, established players that are having their businesses disrupted by the, you know, kind of global movement of cannabis legalization. And I think, you know, companies that can operate, that can get into to cash flow and scale a business and create valuable IP, I think are going to be companies that win at the end of the day.
Paul, I'm going to give you the last words. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think we're just, you know, we're very excited about the opportunity. You know, we're very excited to be kind of on the front lines here of you know, developing technology that we think is going to really revolutionize the you know, consumer packaged goods products that are manufactured with CBD and THC, and we're really excited just you know, for the opportunity, and really you know, thank you very much for your time. You know, as you can tell, we love to talk about what we're building up in Vancouver and to chat about where this industry is headed in 2020.
Nextleaf Solutions, the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day Media, market cap around $34 million, stock price at 33 cents a share. You've been listening to the co-founder and president CEO, Paul Peterson. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol OILFF. You also can find him on the CSE, ticker symbol OILF. Paul, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you become a regular, come back in 45, 55 days, and give us an update of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to do that. And you know, appreciate for you know, getting oils on your show. Have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.